The state says 9 of 20 cruise ships that regularly discharge wastewater in Alaska exceeded pollution control standards earlier this season. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
A total of 27 notices of violation were issued to Holland America, Princess, Norwegian, and Seven Seas ships. State officials say the violations took place in May, June, and July. They involved discharges of ammonia, copper, nickel, and zinc. Some also involved fecal coliform, chlorine, and pH. Cruise Line spokesman John Binkley says it's no surprise. He says some ships had a hard time meeting new standards put in place this year.
These were all self-reported, and they were all fairly small in terms of exceedances. Most of these violations were early on, and I think that the systems are improving. As we go forward, we're working to improve all the systems, and we feel pretty good, really, about where we've come and getting to where we need to be by the end of the season.
Industry critic Joe Geldof says many of the violations are close to the legal limits. He says that means standards that some claim could not be achieved are well within reach.
The point is, nobody should be dumping stuff and using our marine waters as a mixing zone if they can meet the Alaska water quality standards. And the industry is reluctantly stepping up to this, but they're showing that they can probably do that if they just keep whacking away at it.
The wastewater discharge standards were set up by the Cruise Ship Initiative, passed by voters 2 years ago. The industry opposed that initiative and has since complained that its standards are arbitrary and unreasonably strict. Binkley, who works for the Alaska Cruise Association, says he wants environmental regulators to decide what discharge levels are safe.
Presently, they don't have any discretion. It was set out by the initiative process. And what we feel is that they should really base it on what the science is rather than what was written in the initiative.
Some lawmakers are expected to try to change initiative provisions in the next legislative session. Their options are greater than during the first 2 years after the measure passed. Initiative author Geldof says he expects a fight.
It's a mistake to look at the industry across the board as being monolithic, but there are clearly some people who are, you know, grumbling and have sour grapes about the initiative, and they want to cut back or eliminate the taxes, and they just soon get rid of all the water quality standards.
The Cruise Ship Initiative also placed a $50 fee on passengers. In addition, it set up onboard monitors called Ocean Rangers. It also taxed gambling and corporate profits. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.